Here we go. The Viking season begins in just 52 minutes. The 2024-2025 season. Vikings in New York today taking on the Giants. Our good buddy Matthew Collar is with us now, joining us live from, I believe it's New Jersey, isn't it, Matthew? I knew it at the Meadowlands, as the Meadowlands. It's in Jersey, right? It's not actually in the city.
It's Jersey.
That is correct. This is East Rutherford, New Jersey, at MetLife Stadium. Thank you. Yes, and I was
to stay, because it's a vacation destination. Let me tell you.
I am in a long strip of hotels outside of the Newark Airport, is where I'm staying. So, you know, it's okay. This is what we call a business trip, my friend. This is a business trip. I'm here for football. I'm not here to party.
So looking at predictions, I feel like it's kind of split here between both the Giants and the Vikings. It kind of comes down for me, which quarterback do you think has more to work with here? But both of them have a lot to prove. Daniel Jones, obviously, in New York, who lost Saquon Barkley, and Sam Darnold here in Minnesota. How much of this game falls, in your mind, on both of their shoulders for their team's success?
Yeah, I think the thing about Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones that is similar is that they're both kind of carrying the weight of their futures into the season, and there's 17 games to be played, and you kind of wonder which one of these guys will feel like they need to prove everything today and which one feels more pressure, because, you know, Daniel Jones got the big contract but has not lived up to it so far, and Sam Darnold is really on his last legs here. And I spent the entire offseason talking to everyone that I could about Sam Darnold, and everybody comes back to the same conclusion, which is maybe it'll work out, because the fact that NFL teams keep giving Sam Darnold chances tells you something about how he operates, right? How he handles himself behind the scenes, the arm talent that he has. And then when we see him throughout training camp, you go, okay, you know what? I could see this. I could see this working, especially because he has that number 18 guy that I've heard is pretty good. And that, you know, weighs the odds in his favor as well. But then you keep going back to, it hasn't worked before, but that doesn't mean it will never work. The guy's not 40 years old. He's 27. And with Daniel Jones, I mean, this is a guy who won a playoff game not that long ago. So I think a lot of people look at him like, well, you should just steamroll Daniel Jones. But I don't think it's that simple either. They've added a lot as far as wide receivers around him, starting with Malik Nabers, but also Jalin Hyatt last year, Wandale Robinson a couple of years ago. So they actually do have some skill players around. I mean, so I actually think there's a decent chance that we see both quarterbacks maybe outperform what the expectations are for this game. But definitely both guys coming in feeling like this is their big shot.
You know, Matt, it's interesting, and I love the fact that you're out there and enjoying that unbelievable American Dream Ball that's right across the street from the stadium. It's just beautiful. I'm sure you're having a ball. But so as far as the game itself, Daniel Jones, his biggest issue is the interceptions. He just seems to be a guy he's got everything. He looks great, but the amount of interceptions that he's thrown has been ridiculous. He's thrown 40 in a very short year or career so far. I think if he doesn't do that, if he doesn't turn over the ball, they have a pretty good opportunity here. And I look at Sam Darnold, he's got, if he can't do it with Jefferson, Addison, and Naylor, I'm not sure where he's going to ever have success. But
right.
Of the two quarterbacks, the one thing that stands out for me, Daniel Jones, for the people who don't know this, he's big. He can run. The guy averages, like, I think it's somewhere, I don't know, 5 or 6 yards a carry. And mm-hmm. and people don't realize that he has a lot of athleticism to be able to do that. That, I think, is where our defense has to step up today. Do you agree that if the defense can contain him, we've got the game won, in my opinion. But if they allow him to run, we have a real problem on our hands.
Oh, I 100% agree. And I think that's exactly how the Giants were able to beat the Vikings in the 2022 playoffs, which, of course, Ed Donatell was the defensive coordinator, so it was a little different. But he really effectively used his legs. And this is something I've wondered about with Daniel Jones, because since that game, he's had quite a few injury issues. Is he going to be the same as far as aggressiveness when it comes to, you know, scrambling and taking off and trying to make plays with his legs? Or is he going to be a little more timid and want to stay in the pocket because he has been so banged up? And for the Vikings, I think even just the upgrade over the last couple of years to what they have as far as pass rush goes, of course they don't have Danielle Hunter anymore, but they have many more people who are good at rushing the passer. So how do you get after him? And that's really the difference for both of these quarterbacks is, you know, we could talk about them all day and their pasts and their histories, but both have something in common, which is if you get some pressure on them, it's going to be a problem. It's a problem for any quarterback, but the good quarterbacks find ways to handle it. These two, for their careers, have not found ways to handle it very effectively. So which one of them can create it? And on the offensive side for the Vikings, they need to slow down Dexter Lawrence. It's really that simple. I mean, if that guy wrecks the game, then Sam Darnold's not going to have much of a shot. So I think a lot of this does come down to how the defensive lines perform today.
Matthew Coller joining us in the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline from New Jersey, getting ready for the Vikings, who kick things off here at noon today. I'm real interested to watch Aaron Jones today. Obviously, we've seen him for years in Green Bay. What have you seen or been able to glean that his role is going to kind of be? I mean, is this offense, is it going to live and die and start with the run, or do you feel like they'll pass out of it? How is he going to fit in terms of this offensive?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Puzzle.
You know, I think that when you start thinking about how you want it to play out, it always starts with Aaron Jones, right? If you're trying to say, how can we give the quarterback the best opportunity to hit some deep shots but not have to do everything, then it starts with the running game. And if you can run effectively with Aaron Jones, then you can work off the play action with Sam Darnold. You can limit how many passes he has to throw. I had this stat in an article that when Darnold in his career has had to throw 35 or more passes, he's 2-14. So that's not necessarily something you want to do. And you would think, well, maybe it's that way for everybody, but I think Kirk had a much, much better record when he was asked to throw a lot of passes. So you have to play differently. You have to change, I think, the mindset. My question is, can Kevin O'Connell do that? Is it really the running back's fault over the last couple of years that they haven't run, or is Kevin O'Connell just always going to be so pass-first heavy that that's what they're going to do? And as far as Aaron Jones, he's such an interesting guy to talk to, just such a bright guy and thoughtful guy. And he was telling us about how when he arrived here, he got together with the training staff and came up with a very specific plan, how many reps he was going to take in practice, how he was going to stretch before and after. And they are paying very close attention to every injury that he's had in the past and how to try to do their best to prevent it. So they have gone through this entire offseason with a plan to try to keep him healthy. And I think if you're Kevin O'Connell, you'd like him out there. It's more of a 70-30 split. I think he's a lot better of a running back overall than Ty Chandler. But if he can't stay healthy or gets banged up, then of course we're going to see a lot of Ty Chandler. But I think they want to lean very heavily in this offense on Aaron Jones.
You know, the one thing that still bothers me, and I'm the one guy who brings this up, nobody else likes to talk about it. We love B-Flo. We think his defense is great. He's a 3-4 guy. I still have yet to see a good 3-4 defense in the NFL. So with that as a backdrop, they've got a nice running back in Devin Singletary. So what do you think about that? And because of the defense that we decide to run with, which is a 3-4, which nobody in the top 12 runs that. But that being all said, I think that Singletary is a heck of a running back. I really do. I've watched him at Buffalo, was impressed. He had one season just last year at Houston with a couple of our guys on the defensive side, so they know each other. What do you think about him? Where does he stand? I know they lost Barkley, obviously, and now all of a sudden they bring in Singletary. I don't think they've really lost anything. As a matter of fact, they've probably got a little bit more speed now.
Yeah, well, first of all, when I was growing up, Pete, Wade Phillips had the 3-4 in Buffalo, and they had Bruce Smith and Ted Washington.
Gosh, those were
that was good defense.
Those were great teams.
Dome Patrol was 3-4. Come on, Pete. You got to give the 3-4 some credit. But I think to answer both sides of that, I mean, one is I think the Flores defense is much more of a hybrid of that. I don't think anyone really plays the true 3-4. So you're going to see them in a lot of nickel, and I think they want to have the big nickel with Metellus out there. But Singletary is a good player. I agree with you that some guys, for some reason, kind of fly under the radar at that position because maybe the fantasy element, or maybe it's just that everyone thinks that running backs don't matter anymore. But I think that Singletary has proven to be a good player for them. And it all kind of ties back in to both quarterbacks need the same thing. They need their running games to play off of, because if Daniel Jones can play off of Devin Singletary, if he can check the ball down, if he can have somebody that's setting him up for second down and short and things like that, then I think he can be fairly effective. But I tend to agree with you that even though Saquon was a pretty special player and still is, as we saw the other night, I don't think that the downgrade is quite as massive as their contracts would suggest.
Matt, I want to ask you really quickly about this since we have you. I know you've heard by now Dak Prescott signs a four-year, $240 million contract extension ahead of the opener today. We were talking a little bit of it off air. I know he's coming off, I think it's his best or one of his best seasons, but he is 31. So it seemed like a bit of a head-scratcher for me. Where do you land on this?
I think that the way that they handled it overall, the longer you wait, the more expensive it gets. I think the Vikings found that out with even Justin Jefferson, where maybe they should have pumped it up a couple more million and got the deal done a little faster, and that's definitely the case for the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, if they had just done the deal at the same time that Trevor Lawrence and other quarterbacks, Tua, were getting their deals done, then they probably would have paid less. At the same time, when you have a quarterback who can operate a top five offense, I mean, look at the backup quarterbacks in the league. Even look at the game we're talking about right now. Like the drop off from a top 10 to 12 quarterback, and this is why Kirk Cousins always gets paid, right, is enormous. So I think that they made a mistake in the way that they handled it. It's going to hurt them long term. But also, my mind went immediately to J.J. McCarthy. He's going to make like $5 million bucks. And Dak Prescott's going to make 60. I mean, that's the advantage just keeps growing and growing for the Vikings to have a quarterback on a rookie contract.
Great point. All right, enjoy New Jersey today. Where do you see this one, by the way, before we let you go? What's your prediction?
I think it's going to be a hilarious shootout, and we're all going to be like, what?
800 yards of total passing offense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Matt. Enjoy the game today. Thanks so much, as always.
Thanks, Matt.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
See you.
Matthew Collar joining us. It sounds like, what is this? It's just so crazy it might work. I think that's how this one is going to go today. Again, a noon game today from the Meadowlands, Vikings, and the New York Football Giants. Coming up next, a little bit more in NFL before we get out of this today. Two things that may actually happen next year. Tom Brady as a owner and Bill Belichick coming back as a coach. I want to find out, which do you think is going to happen more, and which do you think will have more success? That's coming up next.